This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
You got a burning question for the IRS or Housing and Urban Development or maybe the Environmental Protection Agency? If it needs more than an automated response, you may have to wait until next week. The so-called sequester means some government offices are closed today. It's the largest set of government closures since the mid-1990s. Sally Herships has more on who this hits the most.
Linda Belmas teaches public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She thinks the sequester is dumb.
Because it treats everything the same. It cuts cancer research and air traffic controllers the same as it cuts the window shades at the regional office of the IRS in Cleveland.
But the IRS is closed today. Belmas says the government is thinking short-term and forgetting about long-term costs. So if a taxpayer makes a mistake today,
over the long term, it will require more government intervention to sort out the tax form and return it to the taxpayer than we're saving in the short-term furlough.
But some government closures may be felt immediately. Tori Lyon works with the homeless with the Jericho Project in New York. She says HUD's closure means funding and paperwork delays for not-for-profits.
It's really a hard way to do business when really your focus should be on helping homeless people and instead you're worrying about when you're going to get your contract.
Linda Belmas says furloughs may mean a penny saved, but they really represent a dollar wasted. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.